The story behind the song. Many are the famous songs which have been penned in moments of great personal suffering. Such a story is the one you are about to hear. The story behind a great song, written because the heart of one man cried out for the love he had lost. It was during the extremely bitter cold winter of 1859 in London that the door of the shop of a popular music publisher opened.
Mr. Smythe, what is it? Look at the horrible tramp who's just come in.
He is a derelict, isn't he? I'll see what he wants. Good morning. What did you wish?
You publish music, don't you?
Of course we publish music. Don't you see our sign out in front?
Oh, yes, I have a song here.
Oh, my good fellow, I'm sorry. We have all the songs we can possibly handle at the present.
But this is a very good song.
I'm sorry.
Smythe.
Yes, Mr. Turner?
Come here a moment, please.
At once, sir. You'd better go, my good man, before Mr. Turner tosses you out.
Smythe.
At once, sir, at once. Yes, sir?
Who is that man?
I don't know, sir.
What does he want?
He says he has a song, sir. I tried to get rid of him, but he simply wouldn't leave, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I'll call the police and have him ejected.
No. I'll see him myself.
Yes, sir.
You have a song to sell, you say?
Yes, Mr. Turner. Will you listen to it?
Well, yes, I'll hear it. Come with me into my office. I have a pianoforte there. Do you play?
Yes, I do.
Very well. Come with me, then.
Whatever could Mr. Turner be thinking
of? Mind your own business and go back to your
desk.
Yes,
sir, very good.
Neither Smythe nor the clerk in Turner's publishing house knew what transpired behind that closed door. But eventually...
Smythe.
Yes, sir?
This is Mr. James Lawson. He's written a song which I have decided to buy.
Oh?
I want you to take Mr. Lawson out. Get him some clean linen, new clothes and shoes. See that he's shaved and bathed. Then take him to dinner.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lawson, here are 10 shillings. This is the first payment on your song. I want you to come back tomorrow morning after a good night's sleep, and we'll discuss further details as to royalties.
I understand. Do you mind, before I procure the linen and clothes, before I'm shaved and bathed, even before I have dinner, may I go first and get a drink?
Mr. Lawson... If you spend so much as a halfpenny upon one drop of grog, the entire transaction is finished. There will be no royalties.
Of course. Yes. I understand.
Very well. You may go now with Mr. Smythe.
Later, the two men, Smythe and a transformed James Lawson, sit in the dining room of the Ship and Turtle Inn. As they await the last course, Smythe speaks.
I'm amazed, utterly amazed, Mr. Lawson.
Yes? at my change of appearance?
Not only that, but the change in your whole demeanor. Why, you're a different man. You look like a gentleman.
I am a gentleman, Mr. Smythe.
Oh, of course, but...
Would you listen to my story?
Well, really, it's a bit late.
Please, bear with me. I shan't be long.
Well...
I was wealthy once. Very wealthy. I possessed all that could make any man happy, save one thing. The love of a beautiful woman. Finally, I found that, too. I found it in Mari.
Mari?
Never mind her last name. We shall only know her as Mari. At last we were engaged to be wed. But there came a day, that bitter day.
But, Jamie, you mustn't leave me. You mustn't.
Oh, it's only a short business trip, Mari. I shan't be gone from Brighton and from you long. Then, when I come back...
When you come back...
Ah, my darling, how I love you. How I adore you. You must wait for me.
Will you write me by every post?
Of course I will. Every post. And now I must hurry, my sweet. The coach is waiting. Goodbye. It's only for such a short time. My business trip was longer than I had expected. I was away from Mari for 3 months. When I returned to Brighton, a grand ball was in progress. Unable to find Mari at her home, I made my way to the ballroom. At last I saw her. She'd just finished dancing with a tall, handsome, dark young man. As they approached me... Mari!
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Lawson?
Mr. Lawson?
I'm surprised to see that you've returned to Brighton. I didn't expect to
but
see you.
The day I left, I told you
Mr. Lawson... May I present Mr. Jerome?
Sir?
How do you do, sir? I'm always pleased to meet an old friend of my wife's.
Your wife's?
Oh!
That moment, my life ended. I cared for nothing, for my business, my wealth, my home, my home. I had no home. I began to wander. I frequented gambling halls, drank steadily, lost all my money. Mr. Smythe, did you ever try to gamble while you've been drunk? Don't try it. Finally, I found myself without a cent. I'd pawned everything I had to my name to clear gambling debts. I entered a charity workhouse under an assumed name. And one night, as I sat reading by candlelight, the door of the dormitory opened to admit a party of visitors.
So, here is one of the men asleep.
Oh, how awful.
That voice.
There's no muckle comfort they get, I warrant you. But it's clean, and that's all they can expect for charity.
But it's so dark.
Mari!
Oh! Why, whatever is the trouble with that man?
Some poor beggar with too great a share of false pride... If they're not going to find work like other men, plague take them, I say. The workhouse is too good for them.
Of course, the visitor was Mari. I fled into the cold and snow and was found unconscious sometime later. I suppose I was in some sort of delirium for quite a time. And it was then that the words and melody of my song came to me. They seemed to shape themselves easily, as though I were not writing them, as though some unseen hand were guiding mine in the forming of this new song. I've sung it over and over again, just to myself. It's been too precious to share with the rest of the world. But now, well, I'm down again to hunger. I haven't eaten for 3 days. The clothes you first saw me wearing, they were cast off by a man who was once my valet. I had to part with my song at last.
It's a very tragic story, Mr. Lawson.
Eh? What? Oh, Mr. Smythe, I'd almost forgotten you were there.
Yes. Now, hadn't we better be going? My wife will be beginning to wonder.
Yes, of course. You run along, Mr. Smythe. I'll remain a while.
Oh, you'll be able to find lodgings?
Yes, yes. Don't worry yourself about my lodgings.
Well, then, I shall bid you good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Smythe.
We shall see you in the morning.
Good night, Mr. Smythe.
Ah, yes, yes, of course, yes. Good night. Good night.
in the morning.
Yes, Mr. Turner?
How long has it been since we gave that Lawson fellow the 10 shillings?
5 days, sir.
And he's never returned?
No, sir.
Too bad, too bad. Just another derelict. Ah, well, his life's his own, just as mine is my own and yours is your own, Mr. Smiles.
Yes, sir.
Well, bring the manuscript of Lawson's song into my office, Smiles. We shall publish it anyway.
How dear thou art.